This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U-Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Sharitz Abdullah and you've tuned in to The Breakfast Grill. Joining me on The Breakfast Grill this morning is Nicole Tan, Country Director of Facebook Malaysia. From connecting families and friends, as well as digital advertising services for Malaysian businesses, Facebook is heavily integrated in our lives. So Nicole is speaking to us today on their operations here in Malaysia, as well as to address some of the issues that have made the headlines recently. So Nicole, thank you so much for joining us on The Breakfast Grill today.
Hey, hi, I'm Nicole. It's good to be here.
So Nicole, you've been appointed as the Country Director of Facebook since 2016. Tell us about your role at Facebook.
So we landed in Malaysia in May 2016, and so far what we've been doing is building the capacity to continue investing in a couple of programs, primarily to help Malaysian businesses grow, transform both at home, globally. We work with local partners with improving internet connectivity, and of course we support community building efforts. It's been a three-year journey for me, so I started when we first launched. So it's been a really good journey, and we've a lot of things that we've done and a lot of things that we still want to do.
Great. And so how do you ensure fair and consistent enforcement, in particular the community standards?
From a Facebook perspective, so we take the protection of our platform and the people's personal information very seriously. We've devoted significant amount of time and resources as well as energy to these issues. I think there's a very simple framework that we look at. I call it the remove, reduce and inform framework. So we do work around having our community standards, which we publish and we update. And when we see information that violates the community standards, we remove it immediately. When we have information that does not necessarily violate our community standards, but we have questions around its authenticity, we reduce its information, and then we also make sure that we're proactively helping people understand privacy controls, helping people understand how to be good citizens online, as well as how to be a much more informed digital citizen, and that's true, making sure we're proactively informing our communities.
So we're very aware of the community standards, but where does the government come into the picture? So it's been 1 year since Pakatan Harapan been in the government for over a year now. How much dialogue has Facebook had with the new government since the takeover in 2018?
So we engage with all key stakeholders, not just the government. We engage with all key stakeholders, and we're a neutral party. So it'll be difficult for me to talk about what Pakatan Harapan or the current government has done, but I'm happy to talk about the things that we're doing around making sure that we have enforcement of community standards, around making sure that we are reducing misinformation and, of course, building informed communities. And we work with all stakeholders across the country.
So, I mean, those are the top priorities issues. When you speak to the government, those are the things that has been discussed?
We engage with governments across the world, and we publish our community standards. They are publicly available. We also share our thoughts around digital citizenship through a program called We Think Digital, which we are launching in Malaysia. We Think Digital actually not just works with government, but also works with NGOs and academic experts and think tank around how do we improve critical thinking when you're online. So this could be helping parents explain about social media to children. This could be around empowering more information around how to use internet. So this is a program in which we are running in Asia Pacific, and we're hoping to reach about a million people, and we're launching that in Malaysia end of this year.
So, I mean, you are involved with a lot of developmental programs, initiatives with the government, but I mean, more on the issue of addressing content safety and moderation. One particular subject that we'd like to find out is on the subject of anti-fake news law. In your community standards, you do have your false news standard. How much alignment is there when you compare Facebook proprietary community standards like the false news with the anti-fake news law?
So I think I could speak just on behalf of the community standards. We have a fairly robust community standards that we review, and it covers from nudity to violence to all different areas. And it's fairly thorough. And we publish that online and we share that across.
My next question would be with regards to your relationship with the government is that, is Facebook regulated in Malaysia? And if so, to what extent do you think it's sort of light-handed, or is it quite a heavy-handed regulation?
So we have our own set of community standards and that we follow. And that things that violate that community standard, we remove it. And there's also work that we do around making sure that we reduce misinformation, as well as I mentioned, making sure we're building an informed community. I think that last aspect is really important to help people understand and to think critically when they're sharing online. We've also improved a couple of things, two things that we've done. One is we've recently launched Why Am I Seeing This? I don't know if you've heard about that, but it's really about giving people a sense of control and a sense of, you know, what is the content that you're looking at and giving context.
Yeah.
The other thing that we've launched is our third-party fact checker. So that's good. That's with together with the AFP. And that's, again, you know, when you see something information, we check that, and then we share with you what we find out, and you make a judgment around that. I think helping to build informed communities is one really important aspect when we look at content and regulation.
Okay.
How do we ensure that people are thinking more critically when they look at content online across platforms?
So I think the way I would have understood it is that I think Facebook is very much into promoting self-regulations among its users. And so I would understand that as being quite hands-off in terms of how Facebook would to operate in Malaysia.
I think it's more of that we have a really clear framework that we share and that we publicly share with globally and also locally around those three things. Our community standards, we share that publicly, we share that with the government, we engage with stakeholders around that, as well as the programs that we're doing around reducing misinformation, as well as building informed communities.
Nicole, would you be able to comment on the quote from Nick Clegg, who is now the Facebook head of global affairs, who is also the former UK deputy prime minister, saying that governments, not companies, must regulate social network?
I think Mark and Nick Clegg have talked a bit about that, and they have outlined how they see a more private-focused world. I believe that Mark published in his news blog post quite recently around sort of like the four areas, right around harmful content, around election integrity, around privacy, and around interoperability. Specifically to that, I'm not really the expert on this subject, but I do know that the company is working to look into smart regulation.
Does that translate to government needing to regulate Facebook?
I think we're encouraging that regulation across the world needs to view, and it's not just one party. I think that when we look at misinformation and content, it's not so simple. It's quite a complex subject. And, you know, you go back to those three ways that we talked about. When it's very clear and you know that it violates community standards, you use artificial intelligence and we invest into artificial intelligence as well as humans to actually then remove content. But then you also have where the grey areas are. And that's through programs like Third Party Fact Checker, Why Am I Seeing This?, where you're helping people think more critically. And then the last aspect is building informed communities. I think that framework is one a good way to think about content and content regulation. How do you remove, reduce, and inform?
Let's move on to another issue, which is privacy. How serious does Facebook Malaysia see data privacy for the country? And what is Facebook Malaysia doing to help address this privacy concern?
So we definitely take the protection of our platform and the safeguarding of people's information on our platform very seriously. I think over the last few years, there's been quite a lot of activity. We invest a lot of time, energy resources. I believe Mark has also talked about how we have tripled investments in terms of artificial intelligence as well as content moderation. In Malaysia, there are two things that I'm happy to talk about. The first one is the launch of Why Am I Seeing This? That's a really simple way where you can, on your newsfeed, be able to tap on posts and ads and see what is the context, why are they appearing, you know, how can you take action to further personalize them. So that's a really useful tool. And that's really giving, it's empowering the community to take charge of the content that they see online. And then the second aspect is we recently launched a third-party fact checker with AFP. That's a good one where it checks the facts, it rates the accuracy, and if the fact checker rates the story as false, we actually lower it in the news feed and we stop it from spreading and we reduce the number of people who see it. So those are some of the programs that we've done in Malaysia. And I think I mentioned it earlier, but I can share a little bit more. Another program that we're launching is We Think Digital, and that's really to make sure that we're helping to build informed communities around how do you share critically, how do you think online.
Do you think the introduction of why am I seeing this, the third-party fact-checker and so forth, enough to dispel all the bad press that you've had, particularly with the issue of Cambridge Analytica scandal, which happened in the US as well as the EU?
I think what we're focused on is making sure we are actively taking a role in making sure people feel safe and welcomed on our community. That's what we're focused on. And we think that these steps are going to help us do that by removing hateful content, reducing misinformation, and building the informed community.
Okay, I think more on the subject of data privacy. There is a fine line that separates withholding data in the name of privacy and also supporting investigation through disclosure of information as per legal requests. Now, how do you distinguish the two?
Unfortunately, I'm not really the expert on this subject matter, but I'm happy to talk about some of the things that we're doing as Facebook in Malaysia, especially around those three priorities that we talked about earlier.
Okay. Has there been cases where Facebook is able to disclose information of their, basically their users?
No, we take user privacy data very seriously. We don't sell data.
So if you don't sell them, but at the request of the government under legal circumstances, will you be required to disclose those information?
To be honest, I'm just not the subject matter expert on this. I don't have background in policy and law.
Okay. So on that note, joining us on The Breakfast Grill this morning is Nicole Tan, Country Director of Facebook Malaysia. We'll come back more for more discussion with Nicole on the recent visit by Tun Mahathir at their newly opened office. So stay tuned on BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
You've tuned in to BFM 89.9 on The Breakfast Grill. This morning is Nicole Tan, the Country Director of Facebook Malaysia. So earlier we were speaking a lot on the issue of data privacy as well as some of the initiatives that you have done in Malaysia so far. On that same note, you've recently expanded your Kuala Lumpur office. Now, could you give us a little bit of a background on Facebook Malaysia and what does this expanded office mean for Malaysians using Facebook here?
So, couple of things. We landed in Malaysia in May 2016. We've been building our capacity and we're really helping to invest in programs that will help Malaysian businesses grow, where we want to transform them both at home and abroad. We're working with local partners to improve internet connectivity and also supporting community building efforts. And the way I think, you know, we've been operating out of a humble business suite about 3 years ago, and that was when I first started.
Yeah.
And we're now with a 15,000 square feet, and that's a great milestone for us. And in Malaysia, Malaysia is an important market for Facebook. When I think about Malaysia, you know, we are in the midst of a societal and a digital transformation. And when we were working on the plan for Malaysia, there were three priorities, three investments that were important to us. The first one is, how do we help unlock business growth? We know that 98% of the economy is SMEs. And we see from our research through our Future of Business survey that when SMEs use online tools, they actually increase their sales, they're able to expand their business, they're able to increase employment. So the first aspect, the first investments was to really help make sure that we're helping unlock businesses' growth. And that's why we launched programs like Made by Malaysia and Train Up Blueprint, which is a free online tool of how to use Facebook, as well as launch Developer Circle. So I think that's one really important aspect. How do we upskill our digital talent through adoption of online tools? And then how do we help businesses in Malaysia go global? Because that's the big potential. We are sitting in a 600 million Southeast Asia population, and Malaysia is unique in terms of having logistics, financial infrastructure, talent, linguistic abilities. So we should definitely be thinking much more of how to get more businesses to go global.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first pillar. The second pillar is, how do we enable better connectivity? You know, there's a lot of work that's being done around that with the National Fiberization and Connectivity Plan.
That's right.
And, you know, we think that that's also really important. How do we ensure equal access and affordable access? Which is why we are trialing out things like TerraGraph in Penang. So TerraGraph is a really simple way of thinking about fiber on air.
Okay.
Now, the reason why we chose Georgetown is because when you think about fiber, there's a lot of investments that you need to make to change the cable and the infrastructure. What TerraGraph as a technology is that it's a little white box that you put on street furniture and it creates a mesh network that provides broadband connectivity in urban dense areas.
Okay.
Now, imagine that potential. If you're in Georgetown, where obviously it's a UNESCO heritage, you can't dig up the pipes. You can get 1.7 gigs speed on your mobile broadband. So far, the trial has been successful. I think we have had 100 businesses get broadband speeds and about 10,000 people who have used it or more. I know a couple of businesses in Georgetown. You know, Georgetown is one of my favorite places. And it's great that you can get that kind of speed in one of the key areas, key tourist areas, and key cities in the country.
It's definitely exciting to hear Facebook supporting the SMEs in particular. At the same time, I think there's also a question of all the businesses that are being conducted on Facebook, whether we should touch on the issue of consumer protection. So Tun Mahathir was at the opening to officiate the office, and he highlighted a number of important points in his speech. Do you agree with everything that Tun has said during his speech, especially when it comes to consumer protection?
So first of all, I think it was an honour to have the Prime Minister and the Minister of Communications as part of our office opening. And I think it's not just the space of the office opening. It was really to share our fast-forward narratives along these three pillars: unlocking business growth, enabling better connectivity, and building informed communities. I think he has he's raised a couple of good points around how do we do more for SMEs, how do we upskill talent, as well as, you know, making sure that we're helping to build informed communities.
Okay. I guess on that note, you've recently introduced the third-party fact-checking program.
Mm-hmm.
So what led to this initiative?
I think it's part of the overall investments and time and energy that we're investing to make sure that we continue to create a safe and welcoming community. And third-party fact-checking is one of the tools that we have. And we see that it helps when people have an understanding of the context of the content that they see.
Mm-hmm. Now, Facebook has landed in Malaysia in 2016.
Yep.
So could you share some insights about the Malaysian Facebook user, generally how local consumers interact on Facebook, WhatsApp, you know, and all your platform, Instagram as well as Messenger in this country?
Yeah, so we have 23 million people on Facebook, and we see three trends that I think are quite interesting. The first one is video consumption. So video consumption, Malaysians love watching videos. We are about 1.5 times the global average. And that's why we launched Watch quite recently. I'm not sure if you've seen Watch.
Mm-hmm.
But with Watch, we see that that has high take up, especially across Asia Pacific in key markets like Malaysia and Indonesia. And if you think about Watch, it brings that social element into the TV viewing moment.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I watched TV with my grandfather, you know, horror shows and you're hiding behind your grandfather's rocking chair. And it was a very social moment. It was a very family moment. It was something I look forward to every Saturday. So what we learned about Watch is that social moment is really important, and to be able to do it on our platform where people can watch something, they could be in different countries, they could make a comment, they could share their experience. It can happen live. Bringing that social element to Watch, I think it's really interesting.
That's definitely a key function for a lot of users out there. So let's move on to another subject before we end our discussion today. The government is set to implement the digital tax in Malaysia by 1st of January 2020. Is Facebook Malaysia prepared to implement this tax in Malaysia?
So, to be frank, I'm not a tax expert. And I think at this stage, we don't have enough of the framework yet to make any comment. But what I will say is that anything that helps SMEs to drive their business growth is something that we would encourage.
So this digital tax is just 5 months away. I guess we would like to find out whether or not there are mechanisms in place and whether, how this will be implemented, at least on the part of Facebook. Has there been any attempt on your side to prepare for this coming tax, for an example, registration of your company to the Custom Department?
So as I mentioned, I'm not really a tax expert and I don't really have the details, but I think anything that helps SMEs is a good thing. And we need to think about programs of like how do we make sure that SMEs are not, we're encouraging SMEs to drive their business growth.
Okay, yeah. So the focus now is still on trying to have the SME to grow their business.
Given that they are 98% of the economy, absolutely. I think that's really important.
Have they been informed about this digital tax?
Yeah, so I can't speak on behalf of the government, but whatever the circumstances are, I'm sure that we will have plans to address it.
Would you need to appoint a third party to help you roll out this tax collection on your behalf?
We would need to work with a tax expert to discuss the details of that framework.
Sure. Nicole, thank you so much for spending time with us and thanks again for speaking to us on The Breakfast Grill.
Thanks for having me.
So I've been speaking to Nicole Tan, the Country Director of Facebook Malaysia. You have been listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Sharif Abdullah for BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, Frost & Sullivan's Malaysia Mobile Service Provider of the Year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.